Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day that you give us. Thank you for being with us from the early hour of the day. Thank you for helping us and supporting us and strengthening us with your grace and your mercy. Thank you for providing all our needs. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the protection, the guidance, the strength. Thank you for the jobs and the incomes for each and every one of us, for all your church and your people. Thank you for all the workers, pastors, leaders, elders, head of the families and parents in the church who are serving you wholeheartedly. Thank you for all the process of evangelism and making disciples. Thank you for the ministry of the church school, farming and watchman ministry, discipleship, Bible studies. Thank you, Lord, for all what you provide, and we continue to pray that you give us more fruit of the Holy Spirit, that you will have the character and attitude of Jesus, that you will reflect to the people around us. I pray for more joy, peace, and love in our hearts and lives, patience, gentleness, kindness, perseverance, self-control, long-suffering, faith, faithfulness, humility, giving, generosity. We pray, O Lord, that we will continue to serve you wholeheartedly. I pray also, Lord, lead us to evangelize to new people, in new languages, in new tongues, new cities, new roads, new buildings, new families, a new continent, new countries, that you reach them with the gospel of yours and the word of God. We pray for refilling of the Holy Ghost. We pray also for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Those who are among us who have not yet received baptism of the Holy Ghost, I pray for speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge. I pray for also gift of healing, gift of miracles, gift of faith and pastoring, teaching, gift of evangelism, gift of also prophesying, all the gifts that we need to save you, O Lord. Perfect us, O God, and be with us, Lord. And we pray also, O God, those who are having among us problems, help them and solve it. Protect us from coronavirus and from this pandemic. Let your will be done when you allow it to happen. We pray, Lord, that you even anoint our worship today. Anoint the songs and anoint also the prayers. Anoint the message, the giving. I pray for the anointing for all the congregations and the places that you had put your church and the members and the families and the workers here in UAE, in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, in Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, and also Sierra Leone and also Malawi. All these places of the Lord that you, your church has scattered, I pray for favor that come from you, grace, provision, stability, more evangelism, more prayers for the people around us to be saved, for the leaders of the countries, that will have favor for peace in these places so that we can preach your word. Once again, bless this evening worship. Let your name be glorified. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify this our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for all what you have done to us, what you are doing. Let your name be lifted up as we give you thanks for all what you have done. We trust you, Lord, that you will lead us into more victories and more fruitful life and mystery unto you. Accept our prayers as we are committing ourselves to serve you. Teach us more of your ways and lead us and guide us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
For all you've done, for all you're going to do, we give you thanks and we lift our praise to you.
Oh,
God, we come into our life to worship you and to serve you, O God. Lead us to live our life unto you in the way that pleases you. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Oh.
Yes, O God, hear our prayer, hear the prayer of your church and your people, that your spirit will fall and change the heart and change the life. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. Truly, God, your people, they pray this prayer, but they are never willing to be changed. Make a way, fall. Fall and crush all wickedness, the stronghold of devil, worldliness, idols of this world in the life of your church and your people. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit unto God. Lord, we thank you for what you give us, what you provide for us. Thank you for your provision, and thank you for your people who brought to you what to do for you from tithes and offerings and first fruit. Open the windows of heaven and bless them, and pour out so much blessing that they have no place to keep. And rebuke, Lord, the devourer in the life of your church and your people. Oh God, let all nations know that we are blessed. They are blessed by you. I pray also, Lord, take over the rest of the worship, the service, the message. Speak to your church and teach us more of your ways. We thank and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We'll continue today speak about Ruth and what happened in chapter 4. Boaz was discussing with Tobiah, and when the Christian Redeemer knew that he need to marry Ruth, he back out. Ruth chapter 4 verse 6, and the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Here, the redeemer, when he come to know that, if he come to buy the land, he must buy it from also from the hand of Ruth, and the condition that Naomi put, the one who buy the land, he must marry the widow. And he said, I cannot do it because that will affect, will mar his own inheritance and estate, because that man was married, has family. And you know that if you're going to marry Ruth, we are very aware that second marriage, it is adultery. Not only that, but also it is that will be a financial burden on him. He need to deprive his own family so that he can feed the new family. And those who has second family or second marriage, they are not only committing adultery and against God's will, but they are also, their financial situation is will be affected. There will be more expenses in life, and that will affect their first family and deprive them of their rights. So that's why he told him, I cannot redeem it. And he told him, he gave him permission, and he told him, go ahead and redeem it for yourself. Take this land and also buy it. Now, this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, for to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Here he told him, you go, redeem it, add it to your land, and you can marry, because Boaz was a single man. He can get the land and he can have his wife and have start his family. And the transaction was confirmed by the witnesses and testimony. Testimony is we don't know who plucked off his shoes, Boaz or Tobiah. That is how to be confirmed. That is the way they, because that is the elders there, the 10 elders that he gathered, and the people, they are witnessing the transaction in this way. Therefore, the kinsman said unto Boaz, verse 8, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. So he told him, buy it now. This confirmed again that he cannot do it. And you see here how things to be presented in well-organized manner, that facts to be stated very well, so that everyone will be aware of the right decision that he need to take. He confirm it, you go ahead and you do it for me. And that's why from the beginning, Boaz give him the option. If you're going to redeem it, fine. But if not, I am after you, I can do it for you. And Boaz, you know here, say, and Boaz says unto the elders and unto all the people, you are witness this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech and all that was Kilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Noemi. Now here, before he says this, we need to explain something. It is not mentioned when the kinsman say to him, to Boaz, buy it for thee, so he drew off his shoes. It's not mentioned that Ruth went out and take his shoes from his feet and spit on his face, because that's if he would not marry her. That did not happen, it's not mentioned, possibly because there was previous agreement between Boaz and the kinsman Tobiah. He told him, if you cannot, I would do it. And second, the man was married, so they will oblige him to marry the Ruth. It is not correct. So that's why we cannot see that. It's not mentioned that Ruth went out and did as the scriptures say in other places. So here there is a consideration, because there was another alternative way of God to dictate on that particular situation. Now, and Boaz, verse 9, Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, you are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Kilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Noemi. Now here he announced to the elders whom he gathers and unto the people who were there that he called them to be a witness that he bought all the inheritance, the lands of Elimelech, Mahlon, the husband of Ruth, and Kilion. And what he added also, moreover, Ruth the Moabites, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon the inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witness this day. So he called them to be the witness of certain important things, that he is going to marry Ruth the Moabites. You know, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, speaking about the Moabites in particular, and verse 3 say, an Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to their 10th generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever. But here, yes, Ruth was Moabite, but she was a proselyte. She was converted to our God. She was a follower of God. That's why it was eligible for Boaz to marry her and to be included in the people of God. Also, he called the people and the witnesses, the 10 elders, to witness that he married Ruth so that to raise up the name of the dead. Who are the name of the dead? Three people: Elimelech, Mahlon, and Kilion. How it will be raised up the name of the dead? When they will see the people, Ruth, they will say, this is Ruth, the widow of Mahlon, the widow of Mahlon, his brother is Kilion, and they are the children of Elimelech. So the name of the three men of that family will not die, but will be mentioned through Ruth and what is going to give birth. The line of the family will continue. Now here there is, in this verse, there is something that Boaz mentioned and needs to be little to be explained. He speaks about his marriage. Moreover, Ruth the Moabite, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife. What he mean by the word purchased? You know, it is a word that really need to be explained in a proper way. You know why she is an appliances that you go and purchase. What he mean? The meaning of purchase is to acquire, to get, to possess, or to buy. It means that he paid for her, yes, when he was willing to buy the land. It could be meaning also that he paid dowry for her to marry him. But what we can understand about the word purchase, you know, we understand that prudent wife is from God. We speak about godly marriages. A godly wife only, or a prudent wife, only come from the Lord. In the book of Proverbs, and chapter 18, and verse 22, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. So here, Boaz, get a favor from God. When you get a prudent wife, you get favor from God. But we need to understand what is purchase. How he purchased her. And also Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 14. It means that he possessed her. Yes, that's true, because the New Testament says that the wife is the body of the man. It says, verse 14, Proverbs 19, 14, house and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. So here, the prudent wife, it came from God, that we understand. Now, how he purchased? And thus we need to understand also how the purchase is going on. Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and verse 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 7, it say, let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 7, for I would that all men were even as I myself, but every man has his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that manner. So here, marriage considered to be a gift from God. Amen? Marriage is a gift from the Lord. Now, how God will give his gift? Amen? We need to understand. Based on what? God will give a man a certain gift in his life. The scriptures tell us how the Lord will give gift to the man who had prepared himself. Without preparation, man will not receive any gift from the Lord. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, and let us read how Adam had received his gift from God. Genesis chapter 2 and verses 19 to 20, which time the Lord brought Eve to Adam. Look up Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 and 20, and say, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Now, here the task that God gave to Adam is to name all the creatures, the animals and the birds. And you know, the animals and the birds, to name them, it does not need only days or weeks, but months and years. There are different kind and species of animals and birds, and sure it needs recording, and you need to put it in a table, and you need to organize it well. And you know that the Lord did not bring Eve to Adam unless Adam was finishing and proved to God that he is able, and he did hard work. So here, when it means that the meaning of Boaz purchased Ruth, it means that he worked hard for it. He earned it. That is here the preparation for godly marriage. You can't go to a restaurant and you eat and you don't pay. You know, marriage does not based on emotions or desire or just a decision like that. You have to work for it, prepare yourself, spend on it, obey God, obey the Lord, and He will be the one to prepare the prudent wife for you. Your hard work will purchase what God had prepared for you. That's the important thing. You cannot take an airplane without paying the ticket. You cannot stay in hotel without paying the rent for a room. The same, you cannot get a prudent wife without purchasing it in the manner that we had spoken. Let's go also to the book of Genesis chapter 29 and let us see how Jacob purchased his wife Leah. In the book of Genesis chapter 29 verse 15 to verse 21, it say, book of Genesis, verse 15 to 21, and it came to pass, that in the morning, behold, it was Leah, and he said to Laban, what is this that thou done to me? Did I not serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then thou hast beguiled me? So here, the what was going on, that Jacob need to work for Laban 7 years before he will be able to marry Leah. You know, let us read now from verse 15 to verse 21. And Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore save me for nothing, for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had for her. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. That is the way that Jacob purchased his wife. He worked for it 7 years. And there are more examples. We need to understand that marriage is a gift from God. Prudent wife is a gift from the Lord, but the man should prepare himself and he should serve God, who will give him the prudent wife. In the book of Genesis chapter 41, let us read how Joseph possessed his wife. Book of Genesis 41 and verse 45, you say, and Pharaoh called Joseph name Zaphnath Pananiah, and he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of the Potipherah, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. Which time he gets his wife Joseph? When he presents the good plan by the wisdom of God to Pharaoh to save the country from the 7 years of famine. By his wisdom, he built up a good store and gave a good suggestion to Pharaoh. And that plan was fulfilled. Based on that, he was rewarded by a wife that through her he has a family. God willing, next Sunday, we'll speak more about the meaning of what Boaz say, I purchase Ruth. Let's all stand. Let us be willing to change our ways. Worshiping God is not only song, not only prayer, but style of life that based on scriptures, based on the will of God, based on what He say in His word. Let's come to the Lord. Amend your way. The prudent wife is the body for her husband. He is the head for her. That's how God ordained marriage. Let us understand it and let us apply these principles in our lives. We learn from the message, we cannot rush to get what we like or what we want, but we need to wait step by step as we learn from Boaz. And we see how scripture fulfilled, how the elders agree about it, how the people of God witness the beautiful things of the Lord. Come to God. Tell Him, Lord, I love to worship You. I love to serve You in the way that You ordain. Teach me, O God, Your ways. Thank You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness unto us.
Spirit.
us, O God. Fall on us, O Lord. Fall on your church. Crush things that does not belong to you, O God. Change us. Change your church and your people. Take your word and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory that you have with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.